Welcome to Torati Mecha Haftorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Micha Horowitz, and today we'll be studying the Haftorah of Parshiot Achrimos Kedoshim. Okay, we are going to do the Haftorah according to the Ashkenazi custom. The Haftorah according to the Sephardi custom is different, and as you will hear, it's very interesting, the Haftorah of the Ashkenazi custom, because it is very surprising. What is the connection of the Haftorah, which comes from Sefer Amos, to the Parashut of Achrimo Kedoshim? We're going to talk about that at the end. A lot happens in Achrimo Kedoshim. In the beginning of Achrimo, we have the Avodah of Yom Kippurim. We also have the prohibition of not being like the nations of the world and not going in their ways. Kedoshim, of course, has many, many mitzvah, being Adam v'chaveiro, and it also has further prohibitions of not going in the ways of the nations. Okay, we're going to talk about the connection more specifically at the end. So I'm going to read to you from the Art School Stone Edition Chumash. Listen about the Haftorah. It's surprising because when Achrimot and Kedoshim are together, usually we would read the Haftorah of Kedoshim, the second parsha. In this case, we read the Haftorah of Achrimot. We give this reading as the Haftorah of Achrimot based on the ruling of the Ramah in the Or HaChaim. Although the general rule is that when two sigils are read together, the Haftorah is that of the second one, and the sigils of Achrimos Kedoshim, there is an exception. When Achrimos and Kedoshim are combined, the Haftorah of Achrimot is read. Interestingly and similarly, when Achrimot falls on the day before Rosh Chodesh or on Shabbos HaGadol, which is not the case this year, which have special Haftorah, the Haftorah of Achrimot will be read on the Shabbos of Parshat Kedoshim. That's how important this Haftorah is from Sefer Amos, that if Parshat Achrimot falls on the day before Rosh Chodesh or on Shabbos HaGadol, which is not the case this year, but I'm highlighting this to show you how important this Haftorah is. We have those Shabbatot have a special Haftorah. Haftorah of Achrimot will be read on the Shabbos of Kedoshim. And it notes, you should see the Mishnah Brura. I'm now going to quote, in other words, that's how the halacha is codified, which is really fascinating. Now I'm going to quote from the Koran Sacks Chumash, Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks. Furthermore, the instructions are given here as well. When Achrimot and Kedoshim are read together, like in this year, read this Haftorah. Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, the prophet Amos was active throughout the kingdom of Israel during the era when it, Malchus Yisrael, and the kingdom of Yehuda, Malchus Yehuda, were at their strongest under the reign of Uzziah, king of Yehuda, and Yeravam, son of Yoash, king of Israel. Both monarchs reigned for decades, contributing unprecedented stability and wealth that also led to corruption and oppression amongst the Israelites. We know the Chumash tells us in Devarim, Paraches, when we have too much, when we become rich and wealthy, the challenge becomes remembering that it is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Moshe, who gives us all our wealth. We begin to think the power and strength of my hand made me all this wealth. Wealth corrupts, success corrupts, money corrupts. Moshe Rabbeinu says at the end of his life, Vayishman Yeshurin Vayiva, when Yeshurin, when Klai Yisrael becomes fat, when they become wealthy, when they become successful, they kick, they forget a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So both monarchs, says Rabbi Sacks, reigned for decades, contributing unprecedented stability and wealth. However, this led to corruption and oppression amongst the Israelites. The prophet Amos warns against these moral ills that can accompany success and reminds the people no one can guarantee the continuation of their privileged existence. Only moral behavior and observance of the commandments can preserve any gains. This Haftorah, the conclusion of the book of Amos, ends with a note of hope and promise for future redemption. So the Haftorah for Achrimot and Kedoshim, which fascinatingly is taken from the Sidra of Achrimot, which we would unexpect, is from the prophet, the Navi Amos. It is actually the very end of the book of Amos. It is a very short Haftorah. I think the shortest since we started our learning. Not I think it is. It's Amos Perek Tes, Psukim Zayin through Tasvav. It's chapter 9 in Amos, verses 7 through 15. A very short Haftorah. So following the theme of the prophets, there's a very strong theme here. And that is the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Almighty, will punish the sinners and he will reward the righteous. This prophecy, however, also includes a beautiful vision of the restoration of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Amos Perek Tes Pasuk Zayin. Here we go. Hello, Kivnei Kushim Atem Li Bnei Yisrael Nu'um Hashem. Are you not like the children of the Cushim to me? Children of Israel, says Hashem. Hello, Es Yisrael he'elisim Eretz Yitzrayim. It is true, I took Israel from the land of Egypt. However, uplishtim mikaftar. I also took the Philistines, descendants of Cham, Shem, Cham, and Yafes, descendants of Cham. I brought them up from Kaftar, the Aram Mekir. And furthermore, I also brought up Aram to its land from Kir. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing here, I didn't only take Klal Yisrael out of Egypt, I took other nations out of other lands and brought them to different lands as well. So do not think you have a privileged and unique status just because I took you out from the land of Egypt and that frees you from your obligation to me. Adarabah, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt makes us meshubah to him, but it is erroneous to think that we are unique and special just because Hashem took us out. That is not true, because then we may think we are not obligated to do anything for Hashem. That is incorrect. Pasuches, hine eine Hashem Elokim b'mamlacha hachata'a. Listen to this. Behold, the eyes of Hashem Elokim are upon a sinful kingdom. V'hishmadati osa me'al p'nei ha'adama. I will destroy a sinful kingdom from upon the face of the earth. So that is a great warning that if Klal Yisrael does not go in the ways of Torah and the covenant that God will be with the patriarchs and the covenant that we enacted with God and we entered into at Har Sinai, Hashem promises a sinful, wicked nation will be destroyed from the face of the earth. Is that the destiny of Klal Yisrael? Will we be destroyed from the face of the earth? History has shown we will never be destroyed from the face of the earth. And that's what the Navi says here. Ephes, but... very powerful word in Tanakh. Ephes, however, kilo hashmid ashmid es beis Yaakov numasha. Hashem says, even though there will be punishment, and it is true, other nations who are sinful and wicked will not survive, as history has shown us. The nation of Israel will always survive. Lo hashmid ashmid et beit Yaakov numasham. I will never utterly destroy the house of Yaakov, God says. Pasuk tes, ki ne anochi mitzaveh, because behold, I command, v'ha niosi b'chol agoyim es beis yohanosi is the source of na'anuim. Very, very interestingly, na'anuim means to move or to shake. So Hashem says, yet I command, v'ha niosi b'chol agoyim es beis yohanosi, I will cause Israel to be shaken amongst all the nations. This refers to exile, when we are not in our homeland, when we wander from place to place, and we are, so to speak, shaken and moving amongst the nations of the world. Ka'asher yunoa ba'kivara v'lo yipot tsrar aretz. However, Hashem says, we will be shaken, as if shaken in a sieve, like think of a colander, a sieve, yet not a kernel of grain will fall to the ground. So when we are shaken, perhaps the psolas, the bad parts that got mixed into the grain, the sins of the people will be separated from the people themselves, but not a kernel will be shaken out. Klal Yisrael will never be utterly destroyed. So within the tochacha, there is a nechama. Retribution will come, but we will be saved. Pasuk Yud. Becherav yamusu kol chatei ami. Hashem says, by sword, all of the sinners of my people will die. Ha'omim lo tagish v'takdim ba'adenu hara. My people who say the misfortune will not come upon us more quickly. My people who think that just because there are the Am Yisrael, retribution will not befall them if they don't go in the ways of Hashem, the sword will find them. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ah, here we move, however, to consolation. Bayam ha'hu. Akim esukas David hanofel. So of course we are very familiar with this phrase, one of the tefillot of Chag HaSukkah, one of the songs of HaSukkah, of course, is Harachaman hu yakim lanu et sukah David hanofel. Do you know where it comes from? Sefer Amos perek tes pasuk yud aleph bayamahu. There is never absolute desolation amongst Am Yisrael. There is never chalila absolute destruction. There may be times when we are moved amongst the nation. We are shaken like kernels in a sieve. There is times of retribution and calamity, but we are never destroyed. Bayamahu akim etzuka David hanofalet. On that day, I will once again reestablish the fallen sukkah of King David, the melucha of David HaMelech, will one day rise again. The gadarti es pirtzehem. I will repair their breaches, Poritz is to Poritz gather is to make a breach. So what was breached through sin will be healed once again. The harisosav and the destroyed ruins akim, I will rebuild. Uvinisiha kimei olam, I will rebuild the Davidic dynasty. I will rebuild Tzion. I will rebuild the ruins of Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael like days of old. Pasuk Beis laman yirshu esheris adam v'chol agoyim esher nikra shmi Alehem, so that they will inherit, those upon whom my name is called, the nation of Israel, will inherit the remnant of Edom. They will inherit all the remnant of the nations. The Hashem Osozo says Hashem, who does this? Pasuk Gid Gimel. Hine yamim ba'im nu'um Hashem. Behold, days are coming, says Hashem. This is a promise. There will be so much plenty. Instead of destruction in the land of Israel, there will be so much plenty. There will be an overgrowth of bounty in the land of Israel. V'nigash choresh b'kotzer. The plow, the person who is plowing, will meet the reaper. Amazing, during their labor. Steinzeltz Nevi'im says the land will be so fertile that the season for plowing will overlap with the harvest. The Dorech Anavim B'moshe Chazara, the grape, the one who treads upon the grapes, will overtake the sower of seed, Steinzeltz Nevi'im. Generally, there are several months between the treading of grapes at the end of summer and the planting season. However, in the future, the land will be so abundant, these seasons will overlap. The Hitifu Haharim Asis, the mountains will drip with nectar. V'chol ha'gva'os tismo Gagina, and all of the hills will melt, meaning Steinzeltz Nevi'im, choice fruits will flow down the mountainside. So we see, yes, in the beginning Hashem warns us, don't think you're going to be saved just because I took you out of Egypt. Don't forget, sin brings destruction and following in the ways of Hashem brings restoration. And even when we need to be exiled and moved about the nations and shaken as if kernels in a sieve, we will never fall to the ground utterly. There will be a restoration to the kingdom of Malchus Beis David. Klai Yisrael will inherit the remnant of Edom and all of the nations. And great days are coming when the land will be so plentiful. The seasons of farming and harvest and bounty will overlap. Pasuk Yud Dalid, Vishavti Yeshvus Ami Yisrael. I will return the captivity of my nation Israel. Ubanu Arim, they will build desolate cities. Ubanu Arim Nashamos, the cities that were desolate will be built once again. The Yashvu, they will dwell in the land. Vinatu Karamim, they will plant vineyards. Vishasuas Yenam, this is a vision of tranquility and peace and restoration and health in the land. I will return the captivity of my nation Israel. The destroyed cities, the desolate cities will be rebuilt. My nation Israel will dwell in the land. They will plant vineyards. They will reap the harvest of those vineyards. They will drink the wine. Va'asu ganos, they will plant gardens. Va'achlus pirihem, they will eat the fruits of the gardens. And last pasuk of Amos and of the Torah. Unitatim al admasam. So the first psukim, the earlier psukim that we just read, described Klal Yisrael planting in their land. Now it is Hashem planting. Who is Hashem planting? Am Yisrael, unitatim al admasam. Just like we will plant vineyards and we will plant fruits and vegetables and we will plant and see the nectar flowing down the mountains. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises, I will plant them upon their land. V'lo yinatushu od me al admasam. They will not be uprooted anymore from upon the land. Asher natati lam, that I gave them. Omar Hashem Elokecha. So says Hashem, your God. So of Chal is a very familiar pattern of the Nevi'im, that there will be punishment and retribution for the sinners, but ultimately there will be beautiful restoration, rebirth, and regrowth in the land of Israel and for the people of Israel. What is the connection to the Parshiyot? And why is this Haftorah so important? I quote from Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik. In a leap year, but the parashiyot of Achrim and Kedoshim are not combined, which is not the case this year. There is a custom to read the Haftorah from Amos twice. Could you imagine? Although there are very few Haftorahs that are repeated in the course of the entire year, here we have Haftorah that we read according to the Lithuanian custom on two consecutive Shabbosos. If Achrimot and Kedoshim are combined, Ashkenazim read the Haftorah of Achrimot, which we just went through, which is very unusual, because usually you read the Haftorah of the second Parsha. And in a year when Achrimot and Kedoshim are not combined, we have a custom to read from Amos two times. Why do we select this passage from the book of Amos? It seems, says the Rav, to have no connection at all to the parashiyot of Achrim and Kedoshim. However, says the Rav, the two parashiyot of Achrim and Kedoshim speak of matters that result in fear and terror. The possibility is raised for the first time in the Chumash that the children of Israel will lose the promised land and be exiled. When the nation heard of these matters, the nation was seized with great despair. The punishment, v'taki ha'aretz et yoshveha, the end of Parashat Achrimot and Perek Yerchai, the land will vomit out its inhabitants. It actually is a theme which appears at the end of both Parashat, at the end of Achrimot and at the end of Kedoshim. It seemed a very distinct possibility. If Israel engaged in the same abominations as its previous inhabitants, so the nation needed encouragement to believe the expulsion and pain of exile are only temporary. We needed encouragement that God will ultimately restore his nation to Tzion. Chazal wanted to strengthen the belief in the coming of the Mashiach. Ah, the book of Amos serves as a response to Moses' warning of exile, says the Rav. Had the message of this Haftorah been lost on the nation, it's very possible they would have become mired in hopelessness. Chazal therefore chose to read from a prophet who faithfully promises the exiles will return to their homeland and everything lost will be restored. The final destiny of the Jew will be fulfilled in the way that the prophet Amos prophesied. So specifically because for the first time in Chumash we read of this terrible punishment, Klal Yisrael could actually be vomited out from their own land. Klal Yisrael could be scattered amongst the nations of the world. It appears at the end of Perek Yudchet, Achim, at the end of Perachof, Parsha Kedoshim. Therefore, Chazal say, we need to be strengthened. We need to know, Nesach Yisrael, Lo Yishaker. We need to know we will be restored to our land and our land will be restored to us. The reading of Torah, says the Rav, is practiced to teach the nation the knowledge of Torah, the mitzvos, and the chukim. However, the reading of the Haftorah was instituted for another reason. A fundamental principle of halacha is that a prophet has no permission to change or add to the mitzvah which Moshe put before the Bnei Yisrael through God's words. So then what is the objective of the Haftorah? It's not coming to teach us new mitzvah. It's not coming to add. The objective of the Haftorah is to strengthen the belief in the coming redemption and the return of Am Yisrael to the land of our patriarchs. And now we understand the connection between this Haftorah and this double parsha, why it is such an important Haftorah that it really overrides the usual rules of reading the Haftorah, and how the theme of the restoration of the people and the land, and God will take us back in goodwill and plant us in our land, is the antidote to the despair we may feel when we read of the terrible punishment that, God forbid, could befall us in Achrim and Kedoshim. Like the Rav says, the objective of the Haftorah is to strengthen our belief in the coming redemption and the return of the congregation of Israel to the land of our patriarchs. And so, the last pasuk of the Haftorah, Unitatim al admatam, I will plant them on their land. They will not be uprooted anymore from their land, asher natati lahem, that I gave to them. Amar Hashem Elokecha. So says the Lord your God. Like so many of the prophecies of consolation, may we merit to see this immediately in our days. Harachamanu Yakimanu Etsuka David Hanofel. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a beautiful day. Bezrat Hashem. Shabbat Shalom.